So you're here speaking at two events in Aspen. You're here for the R Day Summit and also for a local conservation organization, Wilderness Workshops fundraiser. Can you talk a little bit about what message you're bringing to Aspen?
Sure. I hope to be bringing a message of optimism. Right now, when it comes to climate change, we are facing some pretty severe threats. And at the same time, we have an opportunity to displace fossil fuels, coal and oil and gas, as well as nuclear power, and in many cases, save money in the process. What we need in order to do that is some ambition and some political will. So I'm here to talk about how communities across the country are starting to move away from fossil fuels, what the benefits of that transition looks like, and also the role of citizens to actually help drive change, whether it's on climate change or in wilderness protection, and the role that we can play, particularly in challenging times like these.
Right. Now, the city of Aspen was the first municipality to go to 100% clean energy in the U.S. Is there something about coming to Aspen in particular? Does Aspen represent something about this, like, national conversation around climate change in public lands?
Yeah, well, first, there's a conference here on renewable energy that is bringing together entrepreneurs and activists and investors from around the country, in some cases around the world. And it's no coincidence that it's held outside of Aspen, because Aspen's commitment to 100% was really a breakthrough, and it helped us to see how a community could thrive and prosper while transitioning to clean energy. This is not a simple thing to be done. It wasn't easy for Aspen to do. It's not easy for any city to do. But we now have close to 40 cities that have made commitments to go to 100% clean energy. We have more than 100 mayors who have committed to try to lead their cities to similar commitments. I do think that a lot of change has happened, and Aspen is one of the examples that we use pretty often.
Now, the Sierra Club and John Muir worked a lot around this idea of sacred places, and that some places in our country are so unique and so special that they should be protected against too much human impact. That idea is threatened on a national level now. How do you respond to those attempts to kind of sell off public lands or the review of national monuments and things like that?
Well, I think that there are two things happening in our country today. One is enormously positive, which is that the work of John Muir and of conservationists for the last 125 years has been largely successful. There are hundreds of millions of people living in this country and around the world who get out into nature on a regular basis, who make their living from an appreciation of nature. And we see here in Colorado and across the country an enormously powerful recreation economy that shows that there's more value in protecting nature than destroying it. And at the same time, we do have elected officials in Washington, D.C. right now who are in power, who are looking to either sell off or sell out our public lands. And that is a very severe threat. I don't think it represents a sea change in public sentiment. In fact, I think it's running counter to what most Americans want and believe. I know that that's the case. And so, on the one hand, we have to fight, and we have to do everything that we can to make sure that our national monuments aren't revoked or their borders dramatically reduced, to make sure that special places continue to be protected. And while we're doing that, to build for a more positive future in which we can come together in appreciation.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, Michael.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me on.